ओम नमो। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 9। हयन्ते पशवो यत्र निर्दयैरजितात्मभिः मन्यमानारिमं देहं अजर अमृत्युनश्वरम्। सो ट्रांसलेशन परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, अनेबल टू कंट्रोल देयर सेंसेस, रास्कल्स हु आर फॉल्सली प्राउड ऑफ देयर रिचेस or their birth in aristocratic families, are so cruel that to maintain their perishable bodies, which they think will never grow old or die, they kill poor animals without mercy. Sometimes they kill animals merely to enjoy an excursion. Purport: when the modes of passion and ignorance increase in human society, giving rise to unnecessary economic development, the result is that people become involved with wine, women and gambling. Then being mad, they maintain big slaughterhouses or occasionally go on pleasure excursions to kill animals. Forgetting that, however, one may try to maintain the body is subject to birth, death, old age and disease. Such foolish rascals engage in sinful activities one after another. Being duskritis, they completely forget the existence of the Supreme Controller who is sitting within the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishthati. That Supreme Controller is observing every bit of one's activities and he rewards or punishes everyone by giving one a suitable body made by material nature. Brahmyan sarva bhutani yantra runani mahaya. In this way, sinful persons automatically receive punishment in different types of bodies. The root cause of this punishment is that when one unnecessarily accumulates wealth, one becomes more and more degraded, not knowing that his wealth will be finished with his next birth. Na sadhu manne yat atmanoyam asannapi klesh ash deha. Animal killing is prohibited. Every living being, of course, has to eat something. Jivo jivasya jivanam. One should be taught what kind of food one should take. Therefore, the Ishopanishad instructs ten takten bhunjita. One should eat whatever is allotted for human beings. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram prushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayashyati tadaham bhakte upritam ashnami prayata atmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. A devotee therefore does not eat anything that would require slaughterhouses for poor animals. Rather, a devotee take prasad of Krishna, ten tak ten bhunjita. Krishna recommends that one give him patram purushvam phalam toyam, a leaf, a flower, fruit or water. Animal food is never recommended for human beings. Instead, a human being is recommended to take prasad, remnants of food left by Krishna. Yajnashishtashino santo muchyante sarvakilvishe. If one practices eating prasad, even if there is some little sinful activity involved, one becomes free from the result of sinful acts. Hare Krishna. I'll read the translation once again. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something meaningful and inspiring to purify my own self. So Narad Muni here is speaking this verse. This episode of deliverance of Nal Kuber and Manigreev. So seeing the abominable activities of Nal Kuber and Manigreev, Narad Muni is speaking these words. I'll just read the last verse to maintain the continuity. Verse 8, Narad Muni, this is the second verse which we are studying today, which Narad Muni is speaking. In the last verse, Narad Muni says, among the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence more than having beautiful bodily features, taking birth in aristocratic family and being learned. When one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, women and gambling. Right? So Narad Muni here in is seeing that Nal Kuber and Manigreev, they are doubly intoxicated. First of all, they are intoxicated by the wealth of their father, Kubera, and then on the top they have taken wine also, the liquor. So as Adhikesha Prabhu yesterday was pointing out, Maharaj once said, what is the harm in, some student asked, what is the harm in taking beer? Maharaj said, already people are intoxicated, why to make it worse, why to double it? So we see here in that Nal Kuber and Manigreev, they are doubly intoxicated. So Narad Muni herein is speaking these words to them. So he is saying that the intoxication of, there are, Prabhupada says there are four material principles. Janmaishwarya Shuta Ashibhir. High birth, great riches, great learned, learning and personal beauty. Among these four, the intoxication caused by the wealth is the highest. Is mentioned over here. And in this particular verse, said that people who become proud in this way of their riches, then they become cruel and they kill unnecessarily the animals. So actually, we just see some time back, week or two back, we were discussing the beautiful pastime. We are still continue to discuss how Krishna is lovingly reciprocating with the devotees in Vrindavan. We were discussing Krishna stealing the butter and then feeding it to monkeys and then having various pastimes with Mother Yashoda, loving reciprocations. And suddenly in between this sweet pastimes of Krishna, this particular section is coming. Right? Prabhupada was again saying, these rascals, they are falsely puffed up, falsely proud. Again the sort of, there is a contrast is coming. So one may say, oh, I again just discuss these things while we are discussing very sweet pastimes of Krishna, his loving reciprocation. Why Sukhdev Goswami including again this section? Again with the talk of the sinful activities, what is happening in Kali Yuga is going on. So we see that that the mood of Vrindavan is not just that one is absorbed in Krishna himself, but that one is concerned about the suffering conditions of others also. We see that how even Prabhupada also, he was staying in Vrindavan. He was absorbed in Krishna. But then he left Vrindavan, right? Because there was a concern. So the Braj Bhav, the mood of Vrindavan is not simply to be absorbed in Krishna oneself, but to see that how one can help others relieve their suffering conditions. So while Krishna is having very sweet pastimes, he is going to relieve Nal Kuber and Manigreev from their suffering condition. So we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also that how at an advanced age he took the great anxiety and stress of creating the society, and not just creating society but even the managing of the international society. We have experienced that even to manage one event or one department of the temple, it caused so much anxiety and stress, right? But Prabhupada at an advanced age, he is creating temples and he is managing, he is dealing with the problems of thousands of his unexperienced disciples. So why so much intense anxiety, intense stress at such an advanced age? Although Prabhupada is in Vrindavan, absorbed in Krishna, because he is concerned about the suffering condition of others. That is also actually Braj Bhav. So here in between everything, the 10th canto, the liberation of Nalkuver and Manigreve, there is deliverance, this pastime is coming. Because that is also the mood of Vraja. That one is concerned about the suffering condition and one works to deliver. And this, for this very same reason described, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in the company of his loving devotees. He had a very chaste wife and a widowed mother. But he left it all for the same reason, to because he was concerned about the suffering condition. And to deliver them from this suffering condition, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. In the 11th canto, he described, Tyaktva sudustaja suripsita raja lakshmi dharmishtyare vachasa yadgadaranyam mayamrigam daita ipsitamanvadavad vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Sky that Tyaktva sudustaja suripsita raja lakshmi. He left the association of his very loving chaste wife, the goddess of fortune, whose association is even Sura Ipsit, desired by the great demigods. Dharmisht Aryavas, because he is bound by his dharma. He is bound by dharma. Aryavachasa yadgadaran. Dharmisht Aryavachasa yadgadaranyam. So, because Aryavachasa here referred to that one of the Brahmanas had cursed him. One of the Brahmanas was not allowed to enter the Kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it curse that you will not have happy family life. So to keep that word of a Brahmana to his advantage, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left the association of his most beautiful and chaste wife. For what? Mayamrigam daita ipsitamanvadhavad. To run behind the conditioned souls who are chasing behind the illusory happiness of this world, mayamrigam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted sannyas to run behind those who are running behind the illusory happiness of this world. Therefore, vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. We offer obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had a great concern for the upliftment, for the deliverance of the suffering condition of humanity, which is the actual meaning of the Vraj Bhav, the mood of Vraja. So therefore Sukadev Goswami is actually including this pastime of deliverance of Nalkuver and Manigreve. So in this particular verse, Prabhupada is mentioning that how the accumulation of wealth cause maximum intoxication, right? And Prabhupada is writing over here that the increase in the mode of passion and ignorance give rise to unnecessary economic development, and therefore people become involved in wine, women and gambling. And thus, being completely fixed in the bodily concept of life, they think themselves to be Ajar and Amar, as it being said in this verse. Ajar Amrityu Nashvaram. Although the bodies are perishable, but in their intoxicated state, they think they will never become old or die. The people in this world act in this way. So it is actually amazing to see that how the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it befools the intelligence of all the so-called learned, scientifically oriented people of this world. Practically the whole world, we see, is being royally befooled by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone is living in this world, manne manarimam deham, is being said in this verse, manne manarimam deham. They consider themselves to be the bodies. And when Prabhupada went to USA, Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, Professor Kardowski, he was the head for the, you know, the studies of Indian religion over there. And he said, Swamiji, everything finishes with the body. Prabhupada was shocked. How such a person who is head for the religious studies, he is manne manarimam deham. He is totally under the conception that one is this body. So, in this way, even the power of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually inconceivable. It's amazing that whole world is royally befooled by the illusory energy and considering oneself to be the body. So similarly here in Nalkuver and Manigreve, they are completely under this false bodily concept of life, manne manarimam deham, and considering themselves to be ajar and amar, that they will never grow old and die. So, as was pointed out by the devotees, that how Kali Yuga is actually also filled with Nalkuver and Manigreve. Actually, it's interesting when we talk about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, we say that the whole population is filled with, Kali Yuga is filled with Jagai Madhais. When we discuss about Lord Ram, then we say there is Ravana and Kumbhakarna within everyone. When we discuss about Lord Narsingdev, we say that everyone is like a small Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. So someone may say that whichever demon you discuss with, that is the population of Kali Yuga. Someone say, wait, ek baat karo. You say, whichever topic you discuss, the whole Kali Yuga is like that. The whole people of Kali Yuga like that. So if we have to say one thing, we can say actually the population is most closely resembles Nalkuver and Manigreve. More than Jagai, Madai, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu. And because everyone in this age is intoxicated by the desire to enjoy wealth, wine and women. WWW signifies. If Nalkuver Manigreve would have been in this age, they would open a website, www.nalkuvermanigreve.com, and put the videos of their illicit activities, and probably would become the most famous website. So the whole population, as we say, that they are immersed in this wealth, wine and women, as Prabhupada is pointing out in this purport. So again, as Adikesha Prabhu pointed out yesterday, that how Nalkuver and Manigreve, they were shown mercy by Narada Muni in the form of curse. Now none of us actually, may be actually cursed. We may maximum at max be chastised by somebody. We see that sometimes when a spiritual master, he smiles or embraces or speaks sweetly, we immediately become joyful and we share, though, how merciful Guru Maharaj is. Today he showed me that much mercy. Today he showed me great mercy. But if the spiritual master chastises, right, as I said, no one will curse us. Right, at maximum chastisement. If the spiritual master chastises, it will at least take for us 1 year to realize that it is a mercy before we can speak on the Vyas Puja offering. So the mercy which comes in the form of chastisement, actually that is the real mercy, although it tastes bitter. So Nalkuver and Manigreve, they were so intoxicated that chastising was not sufficient. They had to be cursed. But for us, but if we accept the chastisement which is actually the mercy of the spiritual master, the devotees, describe that chastisement which tastes bitter actually purifies us. Bitter things are known for purification of the body. So the chastisement which tastes bitter actually purifies our existence. A nice pastime is given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that once Devanand Pandit was coming and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the opposite direction saw him, and Mahaprabhu chastised him. He reminded him of his behavior with Srivas Thakur. So he described that in great, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry when he was chastising, remembering how Srivas Thakur, his dear devotee, had to suffer. And Devanand Pandit, he described that after the chastisement was given, Devanand Pandit, it was very bitter for him, very painful to the heart. But he did not retaliate. Right? Although he felt great pain within his heart. That Kurda Veshe Baliya Chalila Vishwambar Dukhita Chalila Devanandani Jaghar. So Sri Mahaprabhu, in great anger, he chastised and left. And Devanand Pandit, he became very unhappy, pained at heart, but he did not retaliate. He did not vomit out that bitter medicine, the chastisement. Right? He somehow swallowed it. And therefore, he gradually became purified. So, a nice lesson that when the senior devotees or spiritual master may chastise us, which is like a bitter medicine. If we retaliate, that is like a vomiting out that medicine. But if we somehow swallow that bitter medicine, it actually will purify us. So, describe that it is actually our great fortune, it is described that it was a great fortune of Devanand Pandit that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. Right? I said mercy, you know, we were discussing about the mercy. So it is actually the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, if they chastise us. And it is our great fortune that we can accept that chastisement without vomiting it out. If we do that, then the purification of the heart will take place. So it describes Chaitanya Radhanda Maha. Maha Sukriti se ipaye yara dande marile vaikunth lokaya. I said that only one who is greatly fortunate, Maha Sukriti, he receives the chastisement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if even a person dies, he accepts the chastisement and dies, still he will go to Vaikuntha. Chaitanya radandaye mastake karilaye sei dande tare prema bhakti yoga hai. One who accepts that chastisement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the spiritual master, by accepting that chastisement, one will actually obtain prema bhakti. And we see here also Nalkuvir and Manigriv, they were forced to accept the chastisement. They were so intoxicated that they had to be cursed. Right? Curse is like a force. Now, there is no question of retaliation. The curse immediately took effect. Right? If they would given just a verbal chastisement, probably they will vomit it out. But then the curse was given and they had to accept that curse, and later they attained prema bhakti. And Satyavrata Muni prayed actually, tatha prema bhaktim, that we also desire the same prema bhakti that was given to Nalkuvir and Manigriv. Then we have to be ready to accept the chastisement, which is actually bitter, which can purify our heart. So today is actually the day of Gundicha Marjan. Tomorrow is the most auspicious day of Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. And one day before the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the pastime of cleansing the Gunjira temple. And Prabhupada actually compares herein that this economic development, which we are discussing, the accumulation of riches, the economic development and the desire to enjoy, compares this all to be like a dirt and the straw within the heart, which has to be removed. And the heart has to be purified. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally taught by cleansing the Gundicha temple that how one can actually purify the heart. So we will briefly discuss this beautiful pastime of cleansing the Gundicha temple by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he described that once in a year Lord Jagannath, he leaves his temple and travels to Gundicha, which is 2 miles northeast of Lord Jagannath Temple, on his chariot. And the Gundicha was the name of wife of King Indradyumna. So on her name the temple Gundicha is named actually. But for Ipitripitan, this temple represents Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath, he is travelling, and for 7 days he stayed in Vrindavan. So it described that as the Rath Yatra was approaching, 2 days before the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Kashi Mishra, Tulsi Padicha and Sarbhauma Bhattacharya. These three devotees were in charge of the Jagannath temple management. Kashi Mishra was like a head priest, and Tulsi Padicha, he was the superintendent of the Jagannath temple, and Sarbhauma Bhattacharya was a Rajpurohit. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called these three devotees and he asked for their permission to clean the Gundicha temple. And when he proposed, the superintendent of the temple, he said, "My lord, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire, we must certainly carry out your orders." Then he said, "My lord, this service of cleaning the temple is not befitting you. However, if you have decided to perform it, it will be simply as one of your pastime. However, we require many water pots and brooms to clean the temple. So you kindly order us and we'll immediately arrange for all the necessary paraphernalia." So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated, and the superintendent, he arranged for all the, he arranged 100 new water pots and 100 new brooms. And the next day morning, that is 1 day before the Rath Yatra, which is a day today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took all of his associates along with him and went to clean the Gundicha temple. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally with his own hand, he applied sandalwood paste on the bodies of the devotees, and then he gave one broom in the hands of the devotees. Shri haste dila sabare ek ek marjani sab gan leya prabhu chalila apani. So handing one broom in the hand of the devotees, Mahaprabhu himself along with the devotees went to Gundicha temple, right? So Shidambaru was describing, anarpit charim charat karunyavatirna kalo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to give what no other incarnation had ever given before, a broom in the hand. So no other incarnation had ever given broom in the hand to the devotees. You can see that. No? Shri haste dila sabare ek ek marjani. His own lotus hand, Mahaprabhu handed one broom to the devotees. So actually Mahaprabhu is saying that first the heart has to be cleansed before actual the gift of Krishna Prem can be received within the heart, which is the actual substance he came to give. Before the cleaning has to be performed. So with one hand Mahaprabhu handed this broom and they all went to cleanse the temple of Gundicha. And first of all they all started cleaning the floor, the wall, the ceiling with the brooms. They cleansed the sitting place, Simhasan of Lord Jagannath, cleansed the Bhog Mandir, cleansed the Jagmohan. Jagmohan is the area between the altar and the Kirtan hall. So in this way, hundreds of devotees, they all were cleaning the temple of Lord Jagannath, the Gundicha temple. So describe, Chari dikhe shat bhakt samarjani kare, apani shodena prabhu shikhana sabare. So in way, all over the Gundicha temple, Chari dikhe, all in all four directions, the devotees are cleaning the temple with the broom. And apan ishodena prabhu shikhana sabare, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself were also cleaning the temple with the broom, and in this way teaching others. Apan ishodena prabhu shikhana sabare. And Prabhupada here remarks that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a world leader was instructing the other devotees by his personal example. So we see that in India, no work happens without a supervisor. In India, there is a post, the production supervisor, construction supervisor. And the labor card doesn't work if there is no one supervising. during the construction phase, all the BTs in the Wada, they were made supervisors to check, check the work goes on. Otherwise, the labor doesn't work. Right? In kitchen also, we have kitchen supervisor. Everywhere, the supervisor is needed. Right? Because, in the fact actually, but you know, the labor class, they hold the maximum grudge to the supervisors. Why? Because the supervisor only instruct. They keep telling, do this properly, do that properly. But they never do it themselves. So the labor class, they have the maximum grudge toward the supervisors. But it's mentioned that although here the cleaning was undergoing under supervision, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was supervising the cleaning, but Apane Shodhen Prabhu, he himself was also cleaning the temple of Lord Jagannath. And by his example, Shikhana Sabare, he was teaching others. So we also have made a policy in the kitchen. The supervisor should sit and cut vegetables, make chapatis with the devotees, and then only the staff will actually feel inspired. So Mahaprabhu in this way, he himself is cleaning and teaching how to clean the temple. We see also that Srila Prabhupada also, he taught the devotees by doing it himself in all the aspects of devotional service. Whether it is preaching, whether it is cooking, whether it is book distribution, you can see all the aspects of devotional service Prabhupada taught by teaching, performing it himself on his own. Therefore, Gurudas Prabhu has written the book by his example. The book is entitled By His Example. So by his example, Prabhupada taught. And that is the way actually, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the way to teach. Apani Shodhen Prabhu Shikhana Sabare. By doing it himself, one should teach others. Apane karimu bhakta bhava angikare, apane achari bhakti shikhaimu sabare. Krishna was thinking before he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I will accept the bhakta bhav, I will accept the mood of and sentiment of a devotee, and my own example, I will teach devotional service to the whole world. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here personally cleaning with hundreds of devotees having broom in their hand the temple, Gundicha temple, where Lord Jagannath is going to come and reside. And what was his attitude of cleaning? It is described over here. Premolase shodena layena Krishna nama bhakta gana Krishna kahe kare nija kama. Premo ulase shodhen layena Krishna nama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great love and jubilation, prema ulase shodhen, shodhen means cleaning. So with great love and jubilation, while chanting the names of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing the cleaning. So Mahaprabhu is teaching here that this is the mood, this is the attitude we should perform every service in, with love, with jubilation, while chanting the holy names of Krishna. Right? The service should not be perceived as a burden. We may sometimes try to find another to put the burden on someone else's shoulder, or we want to get rid of some service quickly so that we can go and take rest or take prasad. But prema ulase, that great jubilation and love, the service should be performed. There is a nice pastime. One professor, one great learned person had joined Gaudiya Math, and he was very inspired by seeing the scholarship of Bhakti Sridhar Maharaj and others. There were a few great scholarly devotees. He requested Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur that I want to also learn Sanskrit. Please tell me. So Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, he told the name of one of the disciples. He said, please go to him and learn Sanskrit from him. So this devotee was asking, where can I find this devotee? And find this devotee. And when he went, he saw that particular devotee was doing gardening. He was just digging, putting the plants, cleaning the garden, plucking the flowers for Krishna service. So he could not believe that Saraswati Thakur has sent me to him to learn Sanskrit. And he again confirmed whether this is the name of this devotee. And yes, he is the one. So, but he didn't approach him. He came back. Did you approach him? He said, he was doing the gardening, it's all the clothes were soiled and everything. Are you sure that I should go to him and learn Sanskrit? He said, yes. You go and approach him and tell him that please teach Sanskrit to me. You go and say that to him. So this professor, who greatly learned, he went to him and said, Saraswati Thakur, he has sent me to you. Can you please teach me Sanskrit? He says, I do not know anything. I am totally illiterate. Throughout the day, I do this gardening. I pluck flower, dig the mud, and sow the plants, etc. Throughout the day, I am doing that. By doing this, I feel great jubilation in my heart and great inspiration to chant the holy name of Krishna always. So this particular devotee would always be chanting while doing his service. So by doing this service, I am always feeling great jubilation in the heart and inspiration to chant the holy name of the Lord. And then when this person came back and Saraswati Thakur said, he said, that is the ultimate essence of all kind of learning, to achieve this stage, that one can actually with great jubilation, love, perform service chanting the holy name of Krishna. So here Sridhara Mahaprabhu is teaching all the devotees, Premo Lase Shodhen Prabhu. So it is further described that when all the devotees, they were cleaning with the broom, they would bring all the dirt, sand and the straws at one in one pile. And then Sridhara Mahaprabhu, he took out his personal outer garment and collected all that in that garment and then went and threw it outside. So when all the devotees saw that, they also used their outer garments to collect all the dust, straw, grains of sand and then threw it outside. So another very important instruction that whatever we have in our possession, we should use in the service of Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that manas deho geho jo kichu mor, that whatever I have in my possession of mind, body, home, it's all for your service, my Lord. I surrender it onto you. And yesterday as Adi Keshav Prabhu narrated that, it's very easy to say, but actually he followed it. As Adi Keshav Prabhu narrated yesterday, when he was attacked by this yogi Bishak Sen, and his wife was greatly disturbed, the children were falling greatly sick, and his wife Bhagavati Devi, she said, please release this, otherwise the whole family will be destroyed. He said, let us all die, but I must punish this offender of Lord Jagannath, right? I must serve Lord Jagannath in this way, let us all die. So that is his conviction, that whatever we may have in our possession, that is meant, including this very life, to be used in service of Lord Jagannath, to be used in service of Lord Krishna. So Sridhara Mahaprabhu is teaching that to give his own personal garment to collect all the dust, straw and grains of sand. And then Sridhara Mahaprabhu, he threw that outside, all that. And then they were all going and forming a pile of dirt. And they were collected from inside the temple and form a pile outside. And then Mahaprabhu said something very interesting. Prabhu kahe ke kat kari acha samarjan, trina duli dekhi lai janiba parishrama. He said, how much you have cleansed, I will see by looking at the size of the pile you have created. How much you have cleansed. So this is actually very, very important and instructive. So it is not sufficient to just have the right attitude, but there has to be effort also. Anyone can say that I have love for Krishna, I love Krishna, but do you labor for Krishna, labor hard for Krishna? So along with the attitude, there has to be effort. And if one has love, then one labors hard for Krishna, for the service of Krishna. So we see in the life of Prabhupada also, as we just discussed, that how much at an advanced age he labored hard to serve Krishna, how much anxiety, stress his disciples and sending sannyasdanda by courier to him. Can you imagine his, the state of his heart receiving such a courier? So much stress, anxiety, traveling the world, even when the health is not good, he's traveling around. When toward the end of his life, Prabhupada was so weak, when he went to London, just by seeing his condition, all the devotees started crying, that how can one ever think of traveling, make such an endeavor to travel at such an advanced age. Right? So, when there is love, there is hard labor. Right? So, we see from the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the example of Prabhupada. And it's also very important for us that along with it's most important is actually the attitude, there's no doubt. If there is no proper attitude, only labor will not yield anything. But attitude alone, as we are discussing, is not sufficient. Along with the attitude, there has to be intense effort to actually receive the mercy of the Lord, to actually purify one's heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he in one of the bhajan writes, Shruti Vannadana Dinayasya Kripa Janane Balavad Bhajane Navina. The Shruti Vanna Dhanadina Yasya Kripa Janane Balavad Bhajane Navina. That one's scholarship, Shruti, one's high birth, one's great wealth will not be able to attract the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balavad Bhajane, there has to be intense bhajan, intense effort. Balavad Bhajane Navina. So there has to be intensity in the effort to actually attract the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling here, I will see how much you have labored hard by seeing the size of the pile of the dirt sand you have created. So in this way, all the devotees, they actually, with all their heart, they put all their heart into this service and started working to satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So describe that all the devotees are collecting that their pile, and together the size of their pile was much less than what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did alone. So alone Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to collect much bigger pile than collectively all the other hundreds of devotees. So similarly we see that how Srila Prabhupada already encouraged all the devotees to preach. He alone did the preaching more than 100,000 disciples. So after the temple was cleansed with the broom, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the devotees to clean it once again with the broom only. Then let all the subtle dust particles, the smaller, the finer grains and the pieces of straw should be removed. So again we learn from here, Prabhupada writes, quote Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the heart has to be thoroughly cleansed. Without the concentrated intense effort, the subtle anarthas will remain, and in due course of time they will again manifest. So one has to put really intense effort to cleanse the heart from all the subtle puja, naam, puja, pratishtha, all these things. So Mahaprabhu allotted the different areas to all the devotees, and once again the cleaning was performed in a more thorough way. After this was done, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually he felt satisfaction within his heart. Right? So the Supreme Lord, actually we can satisfy and please him when we actually thoroughly clean our heart with intense effort. So after the cleaning with the broom was done, then hundreds of devotees were just ready. They were waiting with the pitchers filled with water. With the water, the cleaning has to be done, like you brooming and mopping. But in the stone temple, mopping is not possible, but the water has to be thrown. So Mahaprabhu indicated the water be brought, and then the devotees took the water pitchers and they start throwing the water on the ceiling. From the ceiling, the ceiling will be washed, and then the walls would be washed, and then that same water would wash the floor also. So in this way, again, all the smaller and the bigger temples, the Bhog Mandir, the Jagmohan, and Sridhara Mahaprabhu himself cleaning the throne of Lord Jagannath. He made his outer cloth into a mopping cloth, then with the water he would clean the Simhasan of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, the cleaning was going on. Hundreds of devotees, they would going to the nearby lake and bring the water pitchers. Others were carrying the empty waters. Others were throwing the waters. Right. So in this way, everyone was engaged. Right. There was no space on the shore of the lake, and the devotees were colliding each other, and the pitcher they were actually breaking in that collision. But the other 100 devotees, they went and they brought new water pots, and then they would fill those water pots, and they are bringing, someone is throwing. Right. So in this way, everyone is happily, joyfully cleaning the temple of the Lord, completely absorbed in that cleaning. And it's described that the only words they were chanting were Krishna Krishna, the names of the Supreme Lord. So it is described, Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghate ra prarthana, Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghate samarpana. So if someone needed a, someone is cleaning and he needs the water over there, he would say Krishna Krishna, and someone would appear and he would throw the water chanting Krishna Krishna. Right? So it became the name of the Lord, it became the Sanket. Right? Yai yai kahe sai kahe Krishna naam, Krishna naam haila Sanket sab kaam. So the name of Krishna became the Sanket, an indication. Whatever one needed, he would say Krishna Krishna loudly, and within the name of Krishna actually everything is there, right? So the devotees, they would understand what they need. They would bring that and throw the water, and in this way the cleaning was going on. Prema Veshe Prabhu Kahe Krishna Krishna Nama. So Sridhara Mahaprabhu also was only chanting the name of Krishna in great love. Ekale Prema Veshe Kare Shatajane Rakam. He was doing the work of 100 devotees alone, absorbed in love and chanting the name of Krishna Krishna. And again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said something very instructive. Bhala karma dekhi tare kare prashamsan, mane nami nile kare pavitra bratsan. That when he would see someone doing very nice cleaning, he encouraged them and glorified their effort. And if something was not to his satisfaction, he did pavitra bratsan. He chastised them. A purified chastisement without bearing any grudge. Pavitra bratsan. So once I was actually just passing in the shoerack, one devotee was searching for his slippers. He had just newly bought the slippers. And he was not finding it. He said, "Who has worn my slippers? I will be able to find out and purify him thoroughly today." So pavitra bratsan doesn't mean that you purify somebody by chastisement, but pavitra bhasan means that chastisement given with a pure heart. So here Mahaprabhu is actually doing pavitra bhasan without bearing any grudge. So in this way, again, as a world leader, Mahaprabhu is teaching that how one should learn. If one is not able to put an effort in the right direction, one should learn from others. It's not that I have the right attitude and I am doing according to my capacity. No. One learn and one increase one capacity and do the things in the right way. So Mahaprabhu is saying that you teach him, he would tell the devotees, "You are doing very well. You teach him how to clean it nicely." And he would chastise in this way. So it is described that in this way, when all the quarters, all the rooms, everything was cleansed, The minds of the devotees also were cleansed thoroughly, and it became very cool and pacified. Snigdh Sheetal, very cool and pacified. So only in this, when the heart is Sheetal and Snigdh, it's clean, cool and pacified, can we actually invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead to reside within the heart. And another very beautiful point which we learn from this episode is that as we try to clean our heart, to invite the Lord, we make the effort, but most of the work actually is done by Krishna himself. Right? Prabhupada writes in the purport that as we try to clean our hearts with sincere effort and dedicated with sincere attitude and dedicated effort, Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart. Right? So we are making the effort, but actually there is so much dirt that it is Krishna who will have to work, and he can do the work of 100 and 1,000. Right? Mahaprabhu said, "Akele, no, shat janera kaam." Mahaprabhu alone did the cleaning of what 100 people could do. So we are making an effort, but we have to make an intense effort. But Krishna will actually do the maximum. He will do the maximum cleaning work within our heart. And in this way, Prabhupada writes that by cleaning our heart, one will be enriched and pacified in devotional service. And another beautiful statement Prabhupada writes is, devotional service means attaining peace from all the disturbances caused by material contamination. So very important that the disturbances in our devotional life are not caused by the material situations which we think to be, but it is caused by the material contamination within the heart. Right? Yamunacharya has prayed a beautiful prayer, Bhavantamevanucharan nirantara prashant nishesh manorathantara kadahamekantika nitya kinkara parshishyami sanath jivitam. So he says, my Lord, by serving you constantly, Bhavantamevanucharan nirantara prashant nishesh manorathantara, that the disturbances within the heart can be completely pacified by serving you constantly. So when will I become your eternal servant and become completely joyful having received such a befitting master? So in this way, Sridhara Mahaprabhu taught by his own example how to clean one heart, how to pacify it and make it a fitting place for the Lord to reside within the heart. So Prabhupada concludes this chapter by writing, thus the cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and soothed to receive Lord Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. So we are praying to Lord Jagannath that Haratam Samsaram Duta, that my Lord, you please remove this useless material existence, right, which is actually the material contamination within the heart. So we pray that by the mercy of the Lord, we can cleanse our heart and make it a befitting place for the Lord to reside. Hare Krishna, Jaya Grantara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jaya, Sri Guranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya, Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Tai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.